Hi, I'm Solara Starr and welcome to the Solara Starr podcast. With over 20 years of experience, I've had the privilege of working with thousands worldwide and sharing my expertise across various media platforms. This podcast is your go-to resource for mastering manifestation and unlocking your ultimate magnetism. Hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and let's dive in. Hey, Solara here. It is so lovely to have you back. And if you're new, a very warm welcome. I'm super excited about today's episode. This is very important information for anybody who wants to create a better life for themselves and wants that deeper information that's not readily available when we type in the words manifestation and law of attraction. And we generally tend to get responses from search engines like visualization and affirmation and journaling, and may touch on some of the shadow side of stuff, but not really take us into a deep enough place of understanding what it is that I want to share with you today, which basically over the last 15 years, I have had to go right down deep into the depths of understanding this. And even though at times it felt like it was really difficult, I feel very blessed that I can share this information with you. And I pray that it will save you a little bit of time. So today's episode is part one of a two-part series, and we're going to be exploring the link between your health and your vibration. Because the truth is, your energy, your magnetism, your frequency, it isn't just shaped by your mindset. It's shaped by what is going on in your physical body. If you want love and wealth and peace and freedom, your nervous system has to feel safe enough to hold it. And it can't do so whilst it's in survival mode. And survival mode can be a little bit of a sneaky thing. Many of us don't even know that we are in survival mode. But before we dive in, I have something really special to support you on your journey of manifestation. I'm delighted to say that you can now download your free 37-page guide. And this is the Energetic Reset. It's 5 shifts to stop manifesting from survival mode and start manifesting from joy and alignment. And no, it's not designed to be another thing for you to do on your to-do list. But what it is designed to do is create a doorway for you to take a deeper dive into understanding manifestation, creating more safety, more self-regulation, and of course, from there becomes aligned, a very magnetic creation. So you can download it now via solarastar.com, but I'll also pop the link in the show notes for your ease. Now let's get back to it. Let's start by talking about how most of us measure success. I'm certainly talking about myself, but many other people that I've also witnessed over the years do the same thing. And it's because we have things back to front and the wrong way around, and we haven't known that we have. So we work hard, we hustle, we push ourselves to the edge, and all of this is in the name of creating some kind of stability, some kind of freedom, some kind of safety, some kind of wealth and abundance. And we tell ourselves that we're chasing prosperity and abundance, but actually what we're really chasing is to feel a sense of safety and stability and peace in life. But somewhere along the way, in that endless pursuit of more, we end up deleting ourselves. Unbeknown to us, we sacrifice rest, we sacrifice presence, we sacrifice joy, we sacrifice our well-being. All the very things that abundance and prosperity is supposed to give us. You notice I say supposed to there. If I could put this in bold, I would. But we call all of that ambition. And from a law of attraction perspective, it's quite paradoxical, because when we're pushing and when we are trying to force things to happen, when we are chasing something, we are operating from fear. We're operating from survival, from the belief that something out there will finally help make us feel safe, help lead us to a sense of freedom, help us feel more stable. But unfortunately, that survival mode, it just keeps us trapped in stress. And that stress blocks the very energy that we are wanting to attract. So I liken it to running on a treadmill and wondering why we're not getting any closer to the view that we are chasing, why we're not getting any closer to having loads of money in our account, why we're not getting closer to having the dream house, the dream relationship. But we're so exhausted. So it's not like we're not willing to put in the energy and the effort. We are. We're just not really getting anywhere fast. So if we think about from a law of attraction perspective, it's always feeling first, manifestation second. And when we talk about vibration, we're talking about the energy that we're coming from, whether that's fear or joy. So, and we can refer to this as vibration. So vibrationally, our health is absolutely everything in that process. Our body is the vessel that carries our frequency. Our body is the vessel that emits our frequency. Our body is a vessel which determines whether we feel high vibration or low in vibration. In other words, high in mood or low in mood. And when we're exhausted, when we're wrung out like a sponge, when we're anxious, when we're inflamed, or when we simply feel like we're just running on fumes, we're not open to joy. We don't have time for joy. We're not open to a creativity. We don't have time for creativity. We don't have time for flow. Energetically, we're closed off because we are surviving. So our energy contracts. It becomes tight. It becomes dense. It becomes super protective because we're already running on fumes. We don't have any more to give. So we start stepping into more protective mode for ourselves as well, subconsciously. Manifestation, or the type of manifestation that we're looking for, isn't born from that place. Manifestation of joy and peace and love and abundance and calm and creativity and spaciousness and flow, it will not be born from here. It will be born from a sense of safety, absolutely, but not chasing it and pushing for it the way that we already are. When we feel well, when we feel at peace, when we feel calm, when we feel connected, then that's when our vibration expands. That's when we raise our vibration. That's when life flows completely differently. That's where opportunities meet us in the most serendipitous way, instead of us even having to chase them. And I'll be completely honest, for most of my life, I never really thought about my health actually being my wealth and actually being the one thing that's going to be the activator of all my dreams. I saw them as two separate things. I saw one as physical and one as material. But that perspective changed completely one day when I was on holiday in Cyprus. There was this really lovely woman and a lovely family, not long having come out of the kind of COVID situation, and her and her small family, they owned a water sports business on the beach, and we hired a couple of their jet skis and we went canoeing and stuff like that. And then throughout the week, we would kind of like exchange pleasantries, and I could tell she was just a really sweet, warm person. And on the day we went to leave, I thought I'll go and say goodbye to her. And we just naturally just went in for a hug. And then I just looked at her and I said, I wish you and your family infinite prosperity and constant financial flow. That's because I believe in the power of the spoken word. I believe in the power of intention. And I was actually taken aback when she shook her head. She smiled, but she shook her head. It's like she was not accepting this. She said, no, no, no. She said, please, first wish for my health. Without my health, I have nothing. And her words really hit me. It was like the universe was talking to me through her. It really landed, like truth often does, I think, especially when we're ready to hear it. It was simple, it was clear, and it was impossible to ignore. And I stood there just suddenly realizing how much of my own energy had gone into chasing stability whilst neglecting the very thing that actually sustained it. And that stayed with me for a long time. In fact, a few years later, it is still with me, which is why I want to bring this forward to you today. Now, health isn't something that we earn once when we've made it. It's the foundation that allows everything else to exist. Without it, all the money, all the success, all the freedom in the world completely lose their meaning. And that moment, it changed everything for me. It was the beginning of understanding that vibrant health is not separate from manifestation. is not separate from us living our best life. Vibrant health is the basic requirement for positive manifestation in our life. Because your frequency, it begins in your body. And for me, I had experienced a few little whispers from my body over a period of time, like subtle cues, if you like. And I noticed a tiredness that just didn't seem to lift no matter what I did. I had a consistent feeling of underlying anxiety. Sometimes it came in horrendous waves, but it was always there. And I had a mood that dipped for no clear reason. There were aches and pains that they just started like just a little niggle, but then they began to grow louder and louder. And I ignored these whispers. And if we do ignore the whispers, they do start to become roars. As I often say, the universe shook me up to wake me up, and it will shake you up to wake you up. And what looks like chaos on the outside is often a reflection of what has been asking for healing on the inside. Because as within, so whatever is going on in our body and in our mind, as without is then reflected in our life. So I convinced myself that the exhaustion was normal. Maybe I just needed more iron tablets. I told myself that I could rest later. I had too much to do. My diary was way too busy. There's just no way that I could have a quieter diary. I was working 8 in the morning to 10 at night, probably about 6 days a week, hardly a lunch break. And one day my body just went, nope. It said, nope, we're not doing it anymore. Maybe you've been in that place too. Or maybe you're having the little whispers that you're worried are going to turn into roars. I got to the point where even driving my daughter to school, cooking dinner, or showing up for the people that I loved, it just felt like I was climbing a hill. And eventually, it felt like I was climbing a hill with no end in sight. If you're relating to any of this, I just want to let you know that your body, it's not betraying you. It's not punishing you. It's not letting you down. But what it is trying to do is protect you. Because symptoms are messengers. They're not your enemy. So when I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis in 2015, I know this sounds a bit weird, but it was a bit like an odd sense of relief, really. Not because I wanted the label, far from it, but because what I had been experiencing the years leading up to that diagnosis, the chaos, the pain, the fear, it finally had some kind of language. And that diagnosis, it became a mirror for me. It reflected years of unprocessed emotion, years of unstored grief. My mind had skirted around for so long. I didn't really know the power of the mind-body connection and how our emotions can have an impact if they are left unresolved over a period of time. And my body was basically telling me, I can't carry this quietly anymore. I've done my best. I've held as much as I can in the metaphoric filing system of my cells, but I can't hold it anymore for you. You're going to have to do something about it. So even though it was a relief, I also knew that I had quite a journey ahead of me. And I started to understand that the body does not forget what the mind avoids either. So yeah, we can suppress our anger. We can pretend our fear's not there or find ways to manage our resentment or sadness, but they don't actually vanish anywhere. They just change form. And sometimes they might take up residence in our muscles, in the joints, in the gut, in the skin. And for the most part, it's actually worked in our favor because it's helped us to be able to continue. But just like any filing cabinet and any cupboard that gets too full, eventually, when you open that door, everything's going to fall out and you're going to have to start facing it. So it wasn't a punishment, even though it felt like it. It is that your body's remarkable and an amazing way to say, hey, I've held on long enough. Now we need to find another way. And actually, in the journey of finding another way, that's when incredible learning takes place. That's where we learn to love ourselves and nourish ourselves and nurture ourselves on deeper levels than ever before. Because when our body says, please listen, something deeper needs care, and we listen, that's when an extraordinary journey unfolds. So many of us have actually learned from a very young age to earn love. So we're going to go into patterns, generational patterns now a bit, survival, maybe some conditioning. We can have a brief talk about this. This is just an overview, by the way. And this certainly isn't a replacement for any medical advice. If anything's going on for you, you absolutely need to go down the correct channels. This is my experience. This is what I've learned along the way. And I'm hoping that by sharing it with you, it can help you or somebody that you love in some way, just to broaden the lens of possibility. So let's go into the survival generational patterns. Many of us have learned from a very young age to earn love by performing, by being the good girl or the good boy, by being agreeable, by maybe toning ourselves down, by hiding the messy parts, by trading our authenticity for approval. Now, this isn't blaming anyone either, by the way. So not blaming our parents or caregivers, because quite frankly, they did the best that they could within their own conditioning and their own pain. And so much of this is generational. It goes beyond them. We inherit emotional templates and survival strategies, coping mechanisms. We learn to suppress in order to belong. And when that repression becomes a lifestyle, the nervous system learns to survive rather than thrive. But it doesn't stop there either. Many of us have learned often from the same conditioning that in order to feel safe and stable, that we have to achieve, that success and stability and freedom are rewards that we earn through effort. We earn them through pressure, through performance, through pushing. And then we just push harder and harder, believing that if we just worked long enough, hard enough, proved ourselves enough, and created enough financial security, then we'd finally be able to relax. But I have to say that that moment rarely comes. I tried it since 2006 up until a couple of years ago, when I was able just to understand this a bit more and let go a little bit more, that I was just chasing freedom. But I was chasing freedom from fear. And it constantly remained out of my reach. I asked myself one day, how is this strategy working for you? And it's like, well, it's not. It's just making me ill. It's putting my body under more stress. And the very health that I want and the very abundance that I want, I'm running further and further away without even realizing it. And we just end up trapped in a loop, trapped in that survival whilst disconnecting from the very thing that creates it. Our body just stays tense. The nervous system is constantly on high alert. Our nervous system plays a massive role in all of this, by the way. Constantly preparing for the next task. So never ever really being present with life and those we love and the level that we've got to in our life right now, because we're just looking at solving the next task, preparing for the next task, dreading the next task, the next demand, the next threat maybe to our stability. And it's the great paradox, I think, of modern day life, that we just push for freedom, and in doing so, we lose it. We chase abundance while running on empty, and we call it ambition. But it's just survival dressed up as success. That's not to say that we haven't done well, right? Because whilst I was in survival and whilst I was pushing and forcing, I achieved amazing things. I'm very proud of that version of me. There was no way she could sustain it. My body was telling me, you can't sustain it. You're going to have to find another way to do this. And from an energetic perspective, staying in survival state of striving, it just keeps our vibration heavy and constricted, locked in scarcity. And of course, the law of attraction then mirrors that back to us. The harder we push, the more resistance we meet. And true freedom doesn't come from overworking or overperforming either. And I did find this out the hard way. And I can say that everything I'm sharing here is absolutely true for me and other beautiful beings that I see going through the same rite of passage. So it doesn't come from overworking, pushing, forcing, overperforming. It comes from being in alignment. How do we do that? That's a whole conversation all in itself, which we'll touch on. It comes from learning to create that safety from within, not from the next paycheck, and then we get relief to the next paycheck, not from achievement. And we achieve something, we feel great, then we need to achieve the next thing to feel great again. It doesn't, not from validation either, like looking for validation. Look, I am good enough. Or can you see my pain? Or can you see that I can do it? Or whatever it might be for us. It comes from a regulated body that is well looked after. And it comes from a peaceful, quieter mind. That, my friend, is when your energy is going to expand. That's when you are going to naturally be so exhausted from chasing that even if you wanted to, you couldn't anymore. And you're forced into some kind of a surrender. But from that, you notice that you start receiving. It's very interesting how it happens. So if this is landing, again, I'd just like to mention the energetic reset, which you can download a 37-page guide from my website. I'll pop it in the show notes. And inside, I'm going to guide you through 5 core shifts that take you out of survival mode and into alignment. We're not here trying to force change. We are creating safety so that your system allows that change effortlessly. So like I say, you can download it for free. I hope you enjoy it, solarastar.com. So now this brings me on to the next part of the conversation with regards to health is your wealth. And a couple of episodes ago, I did an episode focusing on choose your heart. And actually the word choose your heart was something a dear friend of mine, Abby, mentioned to me. Even though I understood the concept, those actual words just tidied it up so neatly. So Abby, if you're listening, my love, thank you so much for sharing that. So there is a moment on every healing path where you're invited to choose your heart. Because let's be honest, being ill is hard. Taking responsibility for healing is hard. Avoiding your emotions, it's hard. Facing them is hard. Living with resentment is hard. Communicating and learning healthy boundaries, that is also hard. But staying in fear is hard. Learning to choose faith, that's also hard. One of the hearts is going to drain you. And the other one, my friend, it's going to expand you. And when you choose the heart that expands you, that's when the magic happens and that's when you get to rewrite your story. So this is all now about the power of consistency, like small choices, creating real momentum. Did I change everything overnight? No. Did I change one small thing at a time? Yes. Was I consistent in the main? Yes. Learning the power of consistency and becoming consistent is going to be one of your best gifts. Because transformation rarely arrives as like this lightning bolt from the sky, but it will unfold through your devotion to yourself, through not wanting to suffer anymore, which is where I was at. It's like, I just don't want to suffer anymore. Now I know I was focusing on what I didn't want, but actually it did help me. It's like, well, what do I want? I want to enjoy life. I want to feel good in my body. I want to move freely. I want to feel clear-headed and I want to be able to enjoy the days and the afternoons and have plenty of energy for my friendships and my family. And that's what I wanted. And I knew I could only get that one small conscious repeated choice at a time. So every nourishing meal that you cook, every 5 minutes you give yourself to do some relaxation, breathing instead of scrolling, every moment you pause to notice what you're feeling instead of running from it, none of these are small. Each one tells your subconscious mind, I'm ready. You're creating an internal environment where you feel heard, loved, supported, that somebody's finally in your corner. It's you that you've been looking for the whole time. And you say to yourself, it's okay, I'm here and I'm showing up for you. No longer looking outside of yourself for the quick fix, but actually being willing to roll up your sleeves and do the work yourself. So consistency is the most powerful tool that we have. Outer reality is always going to mirror our inner state. And when we begin choosing differently, eating better, resting a little bit more, speaking kindly to ourselves, we are recalibrating from the inside out. But this is where I just want to mention that it does take time for the external reality to catch up with what has shifted within your internal state, because your energy is going to move first and then the form will follow later. That's why it's important to be consistent. Just because you don't see a result after 3 days of swapping out a chocolate bar for a carrot or cucumber doesn't mean to say that the inner work's not happening. I promise you, my friends, it is. But this is why consistency is so important. Most people give up just before the miracle is about to happen. They plant this incredible seed of change. And when nothing seems to sprout immediately, they walk away. And this is where it's important to remember that your growth does not happen on demand. It kind of happens in seasons, if you like. So if you plant the seed, you water it, and you trust that that seed's going to grow. And at first, there's nothing visible. Yet beneath the surface of that soil, roots are forming. And eventually, with consistent care and watering, that tiny little green shoot is going to appear. It's fragile, but it's there, it's alive. And if you keep nurturing it, it grows stronger and stronger. But you stop watering it and it's going to wither. And that's what consistency does. It keeps life moving beneath the surface. And even when you can't yet see the results, it's a muscle that strengthens each time you use it and weakens when you don't. And the good news is you can build it one small act at a time. You want to set yourself up for success. Many people set themselves up for failure because they have this whole massive, big, long list that they can't possibly integrate into their life and then don't achieve what they want to achieve and then feel like a failure. You can set yourself up for success by small incremental changes. So instead of collapsing into bed and scrolling, we all know the doom scroll, we get stuck in that periodically. You spend 5 quiet minutes just doing some breath work or writing down 3 things that you're grateful for. It takes literally minutes. And you do that consistently. You are building strong, solid foundations for the empire that you deserve to live. To be built upon. Some people use their commute to listen to, I don't know, the normal radio. But what about if you listen to something uplifting instead of replaying worries over or the doom and gloom of the radio station's narrative in your head? Because even the ones that have all that lovely music, I love all the 80s and 90s playlists, but then you're intercepted with these news flashes. And because I've had such an anxious disposition most of my life, I really want to make sure that I manage what is being input into my system. So that's when I listen to some uplifting music, I create a playlist, or I listen to some audio, some podcasts. And it's these micro shifts, and they may seem insignificant, but like I keep saying, over time, they're going to rewrite your whole energy field. So small steps is what is actually going to set yourself up for success. These big dramatic overhauls, like I said, they can make you feel like you failed, but more importantly, they can just lead to burnout because they're not sustainable. Because your nervous system, it's already wired and fried, and it doesn't thrive on extremes either, but it does thrive on small incremented rhythms. So when you bring gentle, consistent changes into your everyday life, they're going to stop being and feeling like an effort. They're going to start becoming who you are. But more importantly, you're going to notice how much better you feel, how much more positive you feel, how much more energized you feel, how much more excited you feel about life, how much more present you feel. Everything then changes. The relationships that you have, you notice that they are more positive. You're naturally drawn to food that makes you feel good. And of course, your outer world starts to mirror the actions that you are taking. So it's going to mirror the feelings of peace or bring you more things to be grateful for, because a grateful heart attracts more to be grateful for. So your prosperity, your health and your wealth, it's all created first from within you. And that is when you step out of survival response. You stop pushing and forcing and you start creating space and allowing. So let's give you 3 tips for staying in consistency, not just for your health, but for your manifestation, for everything. Know that this is a process. So it's a bit like the seed. It's not just about the progress that you're making. It's the process that you are in. So healing and transformation, they are emotional. They are energetic before they're even physical. And just because you can't see immediate results, it doesn't mean it isn't working. So whatever seeds you've planted, keep tending to them. And when you can't see the shoots yet, just remember, energy shifts first, then your evidence is going to follow. And 2, build consistency through these micro habits that I keep mentioning. Massive overnight change is going to be challenging to sustain. Your nervous system needs stability, not shock. And the inner part of you needs a cheerleader, not a drill sergeant. So you can just choose like one small action that's going to nurture your well-being. So it could be a 5-minute relaxation. In fact, I have a relaxation I've just put on Insight Timer. It's about 6 minutes. The actual recording is 8 minutes, but you can skip the first couple of minutes because you'll get used to the introduction after a while. And you could say, you know what, I'm going to, for the next 7 days, I'm going to do that every day. And I do that every morning before I get out of bed. And I have a habit tracker that I then enjoy coloring in. It's just like a little circle so I can see my streak. It's a really nice way just to kind of have a visual of my progress. But there's loads of different things that you could do. A nourishing meal. Like you say, if you don't eat well all week, well, what about having a nourishing meal once a week? Just for now, just once a week. And I always think that attitude of gratitude is one of the most powerful things that we can bring in. So if you're not doing that already, I highly recommend that. And there's so many different things that you can do. Choose one that works for you. And these tiny repeated choices is what is going to create the quantum results that you're looking for. And then number three, remember that your outer world is a mirror of your inner state. So when you feel scattered and anxious, wrung out like a sponge, burnt out, irritable, intolerant, life will reflect that energy back to you, either by coworkers being intolerable or partners that you just don't feel heard or aren't helping you around the house. But when you commit to your inner well-being, to your inner calm, when you commit to your rest, your nourishment, your external reality will align to that vibration. You attract from the energy that you embody, not the effort that you exert. So I want to share now that next episode, next week, it's going to be part two. And this is where we're going to get really practical with some of this stuff. So I've already given some hints of the things that you can start thinking about doing. But we're going to be looking a little bit more into the nervous system. And I'm going to teach you a really simple way to not only understand your nervous system, but guide you through a regulation practice that you can repeat daily. And I really look forward to that because I think understanding it on this level is important, but actually now taking it a step further and actually doing the work in real time is what is going to get you the results. And once again, just a reminder that you can download the 37-page energetic reset. I really enjoyed writing that, by the way. I would love for you to take a look and let me know what your thoughts are. But also, if you want support and want to inquire around coaching, then you can contact me through my website as well. And if you think, yeah, I wouldn't mind exploring some meditations and visualizations, then I'll also put the link to my tracks on Insight Timer. They're all free. You can donate, which is obviously always very lovely. And thank you to all of those of you that have already donated. I'm really grateful for that. But yeah, just want to say I'm glad you're here and thank you for taking the time to listen. Remember, your body's not against you. It's calling you home. And thank you again for being present. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, if I can talk properly, or share it with somebody that you feel could really benefit from this right now. And I really look forward to seeing you on any of the social media platforms. Come along and say hi. I'm mainly on Instagram, but if you want to drop me an email, that'd be lovely as well. Solara@solarastar.com. And I'll be back with you same time next week. All right, take care. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Solara Star podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you hit subscribe so that you never miss out. And you can stay connected with me on Instagram @SolaraStar. And for even more inspiration and explore my courses and coaching @SolaraStar.com. You deserve to live a deeply connected and fulfilling life. And it's only you that can make it happen.